Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. In recent years, a variety of plans, initiatives, and programs have been floated to help Wilmington youth cope with and overcome serious issues facing the state's largest city. Issues like violence, struggling schools, and finding work. A new one focuses on those in their teen years, and while still on the drawing board, has already garnered substantial commitments of support. It's called Teen Warehouse, and it envisions giving city teenagers a safe place to go after school to learn, keep fit, relax, and socialize. Contributor Larry Nagengast takes a look at this proposed teen sanctuary in his latest piece, available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and he sat down with me this week to share what he discovered.
Well, let's start with the concept itself. What is the Teen Warehouse supposed to be and supposed to accomplish?
Okay, it's supposed to be a safe place, a place where teenagers from Wilmington can go after school in the evening so that they're off the streets and that they're in a nonviolent environment. And it'll be more than just a place to hang out. It would offer a range of programming that interests teens and meets their needs. Recreation, academic support, information about health and nutrition, spaces to paint, sing, or learn computer coding, and to get advice about careers and college choices.
So who's behind this idea, and what was the impetus for its creation?
Okay, a lot of people, really a whole lot of people, are behind the project. But the driving force is Logan Herring, who is the executive director of the Kingswood Community Center, which is in the Riverside neighborhood in the northeast part of the city. As for the impetus, first note that in the last 10 years or so, maybe even longer than that, the emphasis on youth programs both in Delaware and in the various communities throughout the state has been on the preschool and the elementary school populations. Teenagers, especially those in that 13 to 16 age group, they've tended to fall between the cracks. And they're at a very difficult, vulnerable age. They're too young to get a job. You don't necessarily want them being home alone. I mean, you're 12, 13 years old. They're vulnerable to making inappropriate decisions if they're out on the streets, if they don't have any sort of adult supervision.
And part of what makes this different is essentially it's not a top-down concept, right? Teens are actively being engaged to help develop it. How are they doing that?
Well, exactly. To figure out what the warehouse, what the teen warehouse ought to be offering on its menu, Herring and the other project organizers hired two groups of high school students to spend a good part of the summer doing some brainstorming. Now, some of these youngsters had been participants in the innovative dual school project that we've talked about on previous occasions. So they've had experience working on projects, developing their own ideas, testing them out. The others were part of the Delaware Futures Program, which provides mentoring and other supports to lower income students who could benefit from a little extra help and guidance as they prepare for college. Anyhow, these teens came up with ideas that they thought should be emphasized. Health and nutrition topics, job shadowing to help with career readiness, creating a welcoming environment so it would be a place that their peers would want to be at, a place where kids really want to go, where they can learn some things, where they can have fun, where they can really feel at home.
Having said that, what is the plan? What do they think the teen warehouse will look like and include when it's finished? And also, where do they expect it to be?
Well, let's do the and where first. Herring's original thought was to acquire a warehouse near the Kingswood Community Center. And that's how Teen Warehouse got its name. But as the plans developed, he realized that they would probably need more space than that particular warehouse had available. Now, within about a mile from Kingswood is the two-story building that was once occupied by Prestige Academy, a charter school that shut down 2 years ago. The school's operators had stopped making payments on their mortgage, so the building is now owned by Capital One Bank. Teen warehouse organizers have asked Capital One to donate the building to them, and they've already drawn up plans for dividing the building into classrooms, open areas, and offices. Now, I've been told that the outstanding mortgage on the building was in the neighborhood of $3 million. It's understandable, then, that Capital One might be looking for a buyer before deciding to take that big a write-off. And in any event, it could be 6 months before the site issue is resolved. I've also been told that Teen Warehouse's board does have a backup site in mind. So now let's go back to the first part of your question. What will it look like? Well, components would include a big lounge area for socializing, a gym for sports and recreation, a computer lab, a library and reading room, a STEM room for science and technology projects, several classrooms that can be adapted for diverse uses. Also under consideration for the site would be a health clinic. So a lot of different things that would help serve the needs of teens and keep them interested and hopefully make them want to go back.
And the idea is also to make this kind of a hub for a variety of groups that have showed success with what they do, offering these different opportunities, I guess more or less on a revolving basis, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's really fascinating about this project. You know, there are a lot of groups in and around Wilmington that have successful programs for young people. Boys and Girls Clubs, Christina Cultural Arts Center, community centers like Kingswood and the West End Neighborhood House. And there are a lot of other organizations like Delaware Futures, Light, Teen Sharp, Coded by Kids. Dual School is looking for a permanent place, too. The idea here is not for these programs to necessarily locate in Teen Warehouse, but rather that they would bring their people in and offer the things that they do best. Tutors from West End Neighborhood House, for example, college planning workshops from Delaware Futures, advice on health care and health issues from the University of Delaware, things like that. So a lot of these community resources would drop in, establish a little bit more than a drop-in presence, but they'd be in and out and meeting the needs of the teens who are participating in the program.
And while this big concept obviously remains a work in progress, some of the ideas are getting a bit of a test drive now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, again, I can't tell you a whole lot. The details are still being finalized. I think, you know, one thing we haven't mentioned here is this teen warehouse concept is, that, you know, they say a year away. It'd be next September, October when it would start. And that's going to require everything to go well and fall into place. But anyhow, right now they're finalizing some details for a pilot program. There are two charter schools in the community education building downtown that enroll students in 6th through 8th grade, Kumba Academy and Great Oaks Charter. Teen Warehouse now has rented some space in the community education building and is putting together a pilot program that would provide supports to about 15 students from each of those schools. Some of the students who worked on the planning and programming over the summer for Teen Warehouse would serve as mentors in this pilot program. Now, again, not sure what it might include, but you could expect that they'd be offering things like STEM projects, like art projects, team building exercises, and then maybe bringing in people from programs like Teen Sharp and Delaware Future to talk about career choices and how to prepare for high school and college, that sort of thing.
It seems that this project has gathered momentum in part because it's got some pretty substantial support. Can you give us a sense of just how wide the support for this is right now?
Okay, well, for starters, the state included $1 million in its current budget. In theory, that's supposed to be for capital costs, equipment, renovations, and so on. But, you know, more likely some of that money is going to be used in a broader sense for a range of these startup expenses. Teen Warehouse has also applied for a grant from the Longwood Foundation, whose president is Thayer DuPont, who happens to be a board member of the Pete DuPont Freedom Foundation, named after Thayer's father. And the Freedom Foundation had previously arranged for support for Teen Warehouse when it was in its very early planning stages. In other words, you put those pieces together, it's reasonable to expect that there's going to be a substantial grant from the Longwood Foundation. And now when Longwood gives its blessing to a project, it's likely that other foundations and businesses will follow suit. Another big reason to be optimistic is the number of partners Teen Warehouse has already lined up. The city, United Way, multiple nonprofits and community centers. Teen Warehouse is also in the process of talking with the officials at multiple state agencies, Department of Education, Labor Department, Children's Department, Health and Social Services, to assess needs and potential partnerships.
This seems like a pretty massive project. Is there any concern that instead of being too big to fail, it could actually be too big to succeed? Not just in getting started, but maintaining it, especially financially.
Well, I think you're absolutely right on both fronts. It's in some respects, too big to succeed and too big to fail. I mean, so much hinges right now on acquiring that Prestige Academy building and getting it renovated. I mean, I'm hearing it may take Capital One 6 months to make a decision. Even if they decide to make the decision by and make the building available by the end of this year, that still leaves only 8 or 9 months to get it ready in time for next fall. So in other words, while the goal may be to have teen warehouse operating a year from now, it could easily take 2 years to get it started. You know, and it's fair to wonder, you know, if there are delays, does that create more time for planning, or does it slow the momentum that's building for the project? Funding, is of course going to be an issue. I mean, they've got a very detailed financial template lined up, but of course it is dependent significantly on getting grants from the businesses, from the foundations, on being able to rent some of the space and these various partnerships. So I mean, there are a lot of ifs there, but I mean that doesn't mean it's necessarily a negative. It means that there are a lot of things that have to come together. Now look, there's good reason here though to be optimistic. I mean, you're getting teens involved in making these decisions, and we've got some really very talented and very energetic 30-somethings that are carrying the ball here. You know, perhaps they're trying to do too much, but quite frankly, it's better to aim high than not do enough.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nagengast for his time this week. Again, his piece on the planned teen warehouse in Wilmington is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. Next, Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt tells us about the Delaware Division of Human Relations efforts to make more housing providers aware of fair housing laws and what they mean to them. Stay with us. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.